Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekdays from 5:30.
Before we get out of here for the weekend, let's do a little podcast intro. Welcome to it. It's Friday the 5th of March. Marto, Margo, our last day in the week that was with Amos Gill. Hello, yeah, Amos.
That's us.
How'd you go, Amos? Did you enjoy that?
Oh, mate, you know, the absolute highlight for me of being up here in Brisbane for the week was staying at the Alex Perry Apartments. And it's been a life dream of mine
to
stay in his hotel.
Do you think he actually built it?
Alex no. Perry,
definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was on the tools.
Yeah, talking tools. Glorious. That's Alex Perry.
I had a good week. I tell you one thing. I got the Terry Towling shorts, and that is the highlight for me. The low light was me saying Maroons instead of Maroons.
No.
And you'll never hear me on the station again.
Around. You were saying what did Maroons.
Maroon. Maroon is correct. Maroon is incorrect.
I grew up in South Australia. We say things in a very, you know, poncy way.
Oh, dance and...
Maroon, dance, path.
See, Maroons is right.
It's very fancy. We'll have to Queenslander you.
No, you're Queenslander.
You're just a big fan of the band Maroon 5, aren't you? That's the problem.
Adam Levine, eat your heart out.
I would like that, the Maroons 5, and it's just five players from Queensland.
From Queensland playing instruments.
Hey, we opened a can of worms this morning about a cashless society. Margot thinks we're already in one. We had another edition of Almost Nearly Died. There's lots more fun. We also looked into the crystal ball for the NRL Integrity Unit, what they're going to be in for between now and the start of the season.
I tell you what, that cashless society chat showed we are some of the dodgiest listeners.
I had so many people texting me on my Instagram dodgy. And my messages saying, Margo, you idiot, shut up. And we need the cash. We want the cash.
If the tax office isn't knocking on your door, Amos, I'll be very surprised. They're after some dough.
This is performance art. So nothing I say here is real.
It's all coming up. And more. Enjoy.
Marto's thought on sport.
Actually, very shortly, like after this next song, we'll be going and talking about the tsunami warnings, but there should be a warning, a rugby league warning this weekend. Oh. There should be, what's on? Nothing. And that's the problem. When rugby league players can't run into each other, they cause terrible mayhem and havoc. And that's this weekend. They're primed. They've been training now they had a little break over Christmas. They've been going hard and they're ready for round one next weekend.
Hasn't it started already? Didn't a Broncos player just get caught without a license?
Oh no. He didn't hear the warning.
It's a dangerous time. Now, your code of NRL is ahead of the game. I mean, this integrity unit, wrapping my head around that for years.
We've got to give them lots of plaudits, the NRL, for putting together this integrity
unit.
Have
they made a decision on the wrestle yet?
No, that's a silly business. But they'll have lots of... The Broncos launch is on tonight. It finishes about 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. I think it's in the Valley. So beware, citizens of Brisbane. There'll be mayhem breaking out everywhere.
Have you ever seen, guys, the movie Minority Report, where you can be charged for crimes that have happened in the future because a mystic has seen... It's a Tom Cruise film. A mystic comes in and sees the crime before you've committed it.
Like
a crystal ball. The NRL Integrity Unit has gone sort of ashram shaman-y here, they've got a crystal ball.
Stamp it out before it happens, Amos.
That's exactly right, and I think we're going to tap into some of that right now.
The Crystal Ball Integrity Unit.
Yes. I'm just sort of channeling some things here.
Shwama Gill.
there's a name coming towards the bubbler. There's a bubbler, bubbler. I see a bubbler and I see Todd and a bubbler.
That's already happened.
I will investigate. What about, I'm seeing, is it a barbershop? Does Tavita need a haircut? Are those motorbikes? What am I seeing?
This Katoni, some stag dude, Katoni stag.
Are you seeing a toe?
There's a giant toe. There's licking.
Being
licking.
Sucked.
The toenail's been bitten off.
Is barley coming up anywhere there?
No,
is there barley?
No.
Is there something in barley?
Is that a feeder? Hold on. Is that the border? Is that Tweed Heads? Is that Payne Haas? I'm seeing something.
I'm seeing terrible. Actually, turn it off because I've just seen a dog and someone is doing something terrible.
Mitchell!
We need to pass this on to the NRL Integrity Unit. Let them know what they might be in store for.
Yes.
I might have to borrow that crystal ball.
We've stopped it before it's happened.
It's a big breakfast. Triple M.
Oh, guys, they're saying Australia is forecast to be effectively cashless by 2024.
What?
Cash has been limping out of the economy for years.
It's all credit cards at the moment.
Now COVID is killing it off.
Yeah, COVID's killing it off because it's all about not being able to touch things, and you've got to sanitize, and cash is dirty. We know that money's dirty. Don't put it in your mouth, we say to our kids. Get that 50-cent coin out of your mouth because it's dirty.
Well, I get it. I'm into very conspiracy theory kind of stuff, guys. And I've been down the rabbit hole of some of this stuff, and they do predict that they do want us to no longer have cash for tax reasons, also to control us because of drugs, because of underworld stuff.
No, it's also the big banking institutions as well. They've been driving this for ages because they cut costs and they can directly control through digital a lot better through cash. Don't fall for this, people. Do not fall for it and allow your rights to be taken away in terms of your cash. It is your right to be able to use cash at any stages. And if you keep on going down this down this pathway, you suck it in by the banks.
Well, they've noticed our spending habits, Marto, and nobody's using cash. And when COVID was happening, they upped our spending limit from 100 to 200 without having to use a PIN because we all like to tap and go.
Tapping to pay means skipping a built-in biological hurdle.
There are parts of the brain that feel pain. And what's interesting is the bilateral ineol, which is the part of the brain that feels pain, actually also feels pain when we hand over cash.
Without it, we spend more.
Thank you. Interesting.
You're just tapping. Your money's just Everyone be careful. Your money's just rolling out because you never touch it.
Aware, Marto. I have not had cash in my wallet, I reckon, for at least 12 months.
You'll feel the pain.
I always have little coins. Like, we've got a bit of like a coin container where the kids can take money for dress-up days at school or gold coin donations, but I never, ever, ever have cash. I haven't had cash in over 12 months. I just tap my way through life.
I'm a wog, and as our community would go, we love cash. We need to have cash. It's something that I like to get in a cashy. Particularly in my job as a stand-up, I haven't declared income in 10 years.
Okay, well, you be careful.
Where does the cash come from? Cash Cash comes from the ATM. Nobody's using them anymore.
Between March and May, ATM withdrawals slumped 40% compared with the same period last year, while mobile payments surged 41% in volume and 59% in value.
I know. I haven't been to an ATM to take out cash in over 12 months.
They're trying to make us into
Nobody's
a cashless society, but it's going to ruin people, and it means they're ripping your $12 here, $42 there, there's $36 there. You have no idea you just spent $100. Bang.
And Marto.
You take a $100 note, you take a $50 out in a day, and you go, Jesus, I spent $28 today. You'll know about it. We're idiots if you keep on going down this path. Sorry, Amos.
No, have you ever tried to put a Bitcoin in a stripper's garter?
No.
Bloody hard.
She'd want to do some dancing, aren't they? Worth $42,000.
Do you take Amex or do you charge a 1.5%?
How about some Ethereum? You want an Ethereum coin?
Can we tear one open?
Sure.
The Big Breakfast's can of worms.
Cashless society by 2024. Do you buy into it? Are you already not using any cash? Or are you like Marto, you're all about the cash?
We are not a cashless society. Don't fall for it. You watch, there's so many of our listeners will go, no, I'm still using cash because I want to keep an eye on what I'm doing.
Cash is crucial. It's tangible. You see your hard work sitting right next to you. Every time I do a bad stand-up gig and they've given me a cashy, I think of bombing. I think of not one person laughing the heckles. But as I drive back from the footy club, I look at the envelope and I go, you don't judge me. You don't heckle.
See, I'm the opposite, Marto. You say when you have cash, because it's in your hand, you hand it over and you know how much you're spending. Whereas if I have cash in my wallet, I just spend it because it's there.
Try paying your bills still with checks.
It's now, like reverse psychology. Say,
but occasionally pay your bills if you find
a
checkbook.
Can you still get checks?
Yes, you can. And because you're writing it down, as your tears are leaving your eyes, you feel that pain.
Wonderful.
Rainy day? You know, they used to say put a bit of money away for a rainy day. Anyone with a card got any money for a rainy day?
Yeah, in an interest-bearing savings account. Peter from Manly, 133353. We are already a cashless society, aren't we?
Well, it seems that way, but I still like using cash because I'm a wog.
Yeah, and, mate.
I use cash because I'm wog.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, you fellow wog here.
You can't say it. Yeah. Peter can.
Yeah, I can, just like Amos did.
Yes,
And it's actually easier for me to take my wages out every week. Yeah. I work for myself. I take my wages out every week in cash, and I pay for everything. And when it's gone, it's gone. If I have any left over, well, that's great.
And that's yours.
Any big bills, I pay by direct deposit.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. I've just thought of another victim here, by the way. Yeah. Stockbrokers and real estate agents. I mean, you can't roll up digital currency, can you, when you're trying to party?
Okay. I don't know what you're alluding to there.
The old one from Mount Gravatt.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good morning. I haven't used cash in over 12 months. I just don't have it ever in my wallet. I always
use that incredible.
My card. Or I've just got Apple Pay. I do Apple Pay on my watch. Mm. I do Apple Pay on my phone. I don't even take my wallet with me half the time. Jeez. What are you using, Delwyn? Are you cashless too?
No, I still have cash.
Okay.
It's just you are then accountable for what you have got. Mm. You know, I've got adult children and they pay wave. And, I mean, they don't even know what's going out of their account half the time because it's so easy.
Thank
Whereas if you've got cash and you've earned that money, it's really hard. And then you know what you're spending it on and you are way more accountable.
Brilliant. You know, the other victims here are wallet makers. Mm. No one needs a wallet anymore, apparently.
Corey's been trying to
make someone think of the wallet maker.
Corey's been trying to make me accountable for my spending for 17 years. It's not going to happen.
I hear it twice a week, I reckon, in phone calls from you and Corey. You've got to get everybody has to keep an eye, but our kids are the same as Delwyn's kids. They got no idea where their money's going.
Shane from Carrara, 133353. Are we a cashless society or are you still using cash?
Cash is king.
Yeah, with you. Mm.
See, my dad disagrees with that. Around. What about gold? Gold standard. Go one further back because cash used to be considered as frivolous. My grandfather, he's all gold.
Just use
bars of
gold.
That's real value. Yeah, what about when inflation goes wild because of all the reckless spending of the government? Buy gold.
Yes, thank you. Shane, I'm selling. Is there some cash the wife doesn't know about somewhere?
I don't have a wife.
Okay. Mm. Well, I did make the assumption earlier that anyone using cash is trying to avoid the ATO. I think they're trying to avoid their wives, all those little envelopes of cash you talk about. What are you hiding from?
You do have on the burner phone. I've been living in a cashless society for 25 years. It started on my wedding day. I didn't read to the end.
I hate to admit it, Marto and Amos, but 100% of our callers agree with you both.
What?
Cash needs to stay.
Oh, our hat E. Salute you all.
Wake up with the Big Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30.
104.5 Triple M.
Sometimes I hear news and I go, society's going backwards.
Under the federal government's new plan, major retailers will soon phase out the sale of single-use plastics.
The National Plastics Plan will see industry respond. They will step up. They will do this.
National Plastics Plan? Hold on. We invented it because it was a great product and now we're going, oh, we better not get rid of it. What is wrong with us?
Marto, think of the turtles.
Think of the turtles. Why am I thinking? I love turtles. I'm always finding them over at Moreton Island where they've laid their eggs and trying to protect them. I love turtles. What's this got to do with turtles?
Well, Margo, I should showed you as well. What was your gut reaction? Because what kicked this off was a bloody turtle.
Because of
this one turtle that didn't know where he was swimming. Okay. And he got a bloody stripy schnoz. We all have to use those paper straws, which don't work.
Thank you.
If you want to be environmentally friendly, make something better.
That's exactly right. They've got a perfectly good plastic product. And if we all just behaved ourselves, start arresting people if they throw plastic straws away because paper straws ain't cutting it. I like chocolate thick shakes and there's not a paper straw known on earth that will survive a hole. Mm. And next thing you know, you don't want to be gulping them. You want to be sipping them, get your brain freeze and off you go. Boost juice. You can't finish one of them with a paper straw. Paper isn't that strong.
The $1 McDonald's slushy.
No.
Can't suck it through.
Paper just ain't
paper
cutting it.
Sucks. You know what you need?
No, I don't.
Stainless steel straws. Don't you have one?
I have a stainless
steel straw, and it's got like one of those little brushes that you can clean it out with.
Hold on.
I carry it in my handbag.
Straw is like you're loading an old gun. Like one of those things.
Yes, exactly. Amos, and I will shoot you with my stainless steel straw if you don't watch yourself.
You carry that round in your handbag?
Yeah.
Holy, that's
so then
incredible.
When someone hands me one of those stupid paper straws,
you go, no,
I can
thanks.
Use my own stainless one instead.
That's extraordinary.
I am extraordinary, Marta.
Do you know what I had the other day? I had a macaroni straw. That's at this place that this cafe
Yum.
I went to.
Oh,
it was a long, long piece of macaroni uncooked. And they go, use that as the straw.
Oh, my God. What's wrong with that?
Wow. No,
I was that mad I wanted to shove it up a turtle.
The thing I don't like about this, and you said it, Amos, is that they've replaced it with something way worse. You know, like if you're really going to get rid of plastics, come on, let's get smart. Let's think of something else.
Styrofoam straw.
Well, I think that would be just as bad.
Oh, okay.
We just need the technology to improve.
Have you ever seen a styrofoam straw in a turtle's nose?
We've got plastic water bottles. We've got, you know, like, yes, they've got rid of the plastic bags at the counter and you've got to pay 15 cents for them now and they're biodegradable, but you've still got the fruit bags and you've still got the...
Listen to this, though.
Kmart, Coles and Target will cease to sell items such as plastic tableware, plastic cutlery and straws by September. By Christmas... All packaging at Australia Post will be made with recycled content.
So all plastic is going to go.
If you thought the paper straws are annoying, what about at a barbecue when you buy the paper plates instead of a plastic plate and you end up cutting through the cardboard while you're trying to cut your steak up on your plate?
Well. I know what you mean.
You know when you've got your plate on your knees and you're like, there's no table?
What are we going to do?
There's a lot of victims here and I want to finish on this and I think this is incredibly sad.
Is this about stainless steel plates?
No, this is just extremely... I've just thought of it now and I'm very touched by it, but if we're banning plastics, won't someone think of the women from the Gold Coast?
Oh. Whatever will they put in their lips?
If you're not allowed to have anything plastic, please.
How will they?
Breakfast, Triple M.
Time for this, ladies and gentlemen. Almost nearly died. Almost nearly died.
You know, guys, when I hear that, I've got too many of these because I'm a hypochondriac.
Okay.
I used to go to the, I'm not even joking, maybe three times a year I'd be in the emergency ward because someone who I played football with in my youth had meningococcal. And it got stuck in my head that you could get it and you'd be dead within a day, okay?
Well, the rash comes on, your head drops, and next thing you know, you're dead.
And your limbs are falling off or whatever. So I've gone three times before because I've had a rash, right, after a game of football. I thought I've shared drink bottles here. The last time I went, I got up there and I showed the doctor, I'm desperately knocking on the door going, I think I'm about to die, you know, get these pregnant women out of the way, I'm important. And the doctor looks at it and goes, mate, what you've got is something we call in the profession scrot rot. You've got...
Boing, boing.
Sweat down the side of you. Like, that is not a rash, mate. You need a shower.
Who's ever had the meningococcal of the groin anyway?
I mean, I still think my Peel Island experience and in the boat is
compared to Amos's story, yours is a life-threatening experience.
Yeah. I mean,
it could be.
I don't want to be
always be careful.
The boy who cried wolf or anything like that. I've had two near-death experiences, which have been discredited.
We went through this last
show, and
we went through this last Friday. Until you've fallen out of a car, you haven't even come close to being dead.
Well, I nearly got hit by a car.
Have you fallen off ANZ Grandstand? No, you haven't.
Have you?
Yes, I have. I've got 6 months compo. It's bloody best fall of my life. Hold on. What was last week? Remember that bull gave it to that bloke?
Here we go.
Hit by a bull in Calpe in Spain. I had the video camera out and I was watching the video camera, not really focusing on the bull. He hit me in the groin where men don't want to be hit. Opened me up from stem to stern, 26 stitches and missed the main artery by millimetres.
That's what we're looking for.
That's proper stuff.
Amos, I've got some bad news for you too. I've just looked up rash like infection from hanging out with AFL players. It's called syphilis. It's not going on.
I shouldn't have worn those short shorts. I was so into them.
Lyndall from The Gap, what happened?
So this one's for my mother.
Yes.
So about 40 years ago, she was walking on her way to the bus stop, walking down the footpath when a car that was at the top of the hill, the handbrake had slipped off. So it rolled down the hill, mounted the curb, hit her from behind. She went up into the air, landed down on the bonnet and then onto the ground and ran over the top of her.
Jesus.
They said because she was such a fine build, if she'd been any bigger, it would have grabbed her and dragged her along the footpath and onto the road. But she broke her tailbone, her arm, her nose, her teeth, plenty of cuts and bruises. But when the ambulance arrived, she still had the bus fare in her hand.
Oh.
That's a good grip. That's a good grip.
Wasn't letting it go. She could also be part of our Frugal Friday.
Let the ticket go.
Let it go. Linda. Lee from Browns Plains.
What a tough mum.
Almost nearly died. Was it you or someone you know? What happened?
No, it was me. We were fresh off the boat from England after immigrating and we'd gone down to the beach somewhere and we were exploring the rock pools. And I picked up this really pretty octopus that had these lovely blue rings on it.
Oh, God.
And we're all there having a look at it, and there's only this bronze Aussie guy came and slapped it out of my hand really quick. But, picking up a blue-ringed octopus is probably not recommended.
Mate, you said you emigrated. Yeah. How long ago was that? Because the accent is sincerely destroyed. When did you come?
Yes, no, but 74.
Yeah, you're sweet. You're one of us. But listen, did it bite you?
No, thank goodness, but,
Hold on, then there has to be at least some breathing difficulties, surely, before we let you on air. Come on. Good on you, Lee.
How did he get through, Margo? Hey, we'll give Lyndall a $100 voucher for Hog's Breath Cafe. Cafe, two courses for $32 meal deal.
I saw a lion at the zoo once. Imagine if he got out.
Yeah. I looked at a hand grenade. Oh, I almost died.
I wanted to hear Kevin from Caboolture's story. He had two motorbike accidents in 2 days and broke a stack of bones.
Kevin will have to call back next week.
Next week.
I'll just mention that at Hog's Breath Cafe, there's two courses for $32 meal deal, Sunday to Thursday, for a limited time only.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30.
Yesterday, I came home.
Yes.
And in my driveway, and it was about 5 o'clock that I came home, there was a skip bin. And I didn't order a skip bin.
Oh, wrong so address. Someone put it there accidentally.
Someone's dropped off a skip.
Wrong address. Fill the bastard up before they realise.
No, my girlfriend has ordered the skip. Now, she's moved into my house 3 weeks ago. We finally made the big move.
Oh, congrats.
Cute. Congratulations.
I peek around the skip and there happens to be some furniture that only a couple of weeks ago she said was ugly. Oh. And here it is in a skip bin.
So, this is great.
I wait for her to get home and I say, why did you get the skip? And she just starts laughing and says, well, you know, you didn't want to toss out that horrible, you know, leather bed frame that you've got, which is a single man's sort of horror show. So I've paid for the skip and it's getting picked up tomorrow. You've got 24 hours to rid yourself of some of this horrible furniture that you've got because it won't be staying with us if we live together.
She's decorating. She's taking over.
Nesting.
Settling in.
Now, here's the one thing I particularly was upset to see thrown out. And this is, she's probably done me the favour here, but I have a framed album of Woody Allen doing comedy. And after she watched the documentary, she said, you can't have that anymore up.
Oh.
Why?
Woody's. Now,
well.
Woody. It's a family thing.
It's not good.
Some heavy allegations within the family. We'll say no more.
Okay.
I think it's in the bin now with my Cosby albums.
Your Rolf Harris, best of.
All my Weinstein film collection also seems to be in the bin with the Michael Jackson records. Yeah. She also got a hand on.
All of that's gone.
She's woke.
Oh, God.
She's a little woke, but she's got rid of the bed frame and she's got rid of some couches. She's got rid of a bunch of, there's a little couch I've got, which is a rocking chair, which she thinks is heinously ugly for people in their
30s. Like rocking chairs.
I'm with her. Like, I get it. You know, like, yes, it may be ugly. That's one thing, but that's a life you've lived prior to me. Like when Corey and I moved in together, new bed, new mattress, new bed, because then it was going to create new memories of us being together and going to bed together and lying together for the rest of our lives. I don't want to think about the other women that have slept in that bed prior
to me. Well, if that's the case, she shouldn't have thrown out the bed head. She should have thrown out the sheets.
That's right.
133353.
New kitchen it is.
What do you want?
I'd love to know from people out there, the men and the women, what did your partner throw out of yours?
Because they just hate in the office.
Asking, sorry, Amos, just went ahead and threw
just
it out, something that belonged to you.
It's got to go.
Can I see if this counts? So I did the dirty on a girlfriend at one stage and she had a lot of her stuff. We weren't always living together, but she had a key to the house. Let herself in. I worked for a year as a stockbroker. I had suits and I had ties. This is a very brief it was a sorry period of my life. She came over and cut every tie I owned in half and cut the arms off all the suits.
Good.
And then took bike that she'd bought me for that Christmas. She took it and went home with it.
Dumped it.
No, I don't know what she did with it.
Did you learn your lesson? Did you ever do the dirty again?
Is that what you're after, Amos?
That's fine for me. I mean,
you're
cheating
avoiding
stockbrokers. Give us a call. 133353.
You
a dirtbag broker.
What has your partner thrown out that belongs to you? We do have a couple of prizes up for grabs, so get involved with the show. You can also text Marto's burner phone.
I love how every girlfriend thinks they've got more style than you. It's like, hey, I've watched The Block as well, okay? We've all seen some stuff.
I know about cushions and curtains.
133353.
We got a text on the burner phone, actually, Amos, 0484 10 1045. He said his ex threw out his beloved ZZ Top T-shirt.
That's what I'm talking about.
So he threw her out as well.
Oh.
Now he's single and he doesn't have a ZZ Top shirt.
Oh, how is he ever going to find another girl?
How will he find love?
How will he go on with Tinder without that shirt on?
What photo will he post on his Tinder account without his ZZ Top shirt? David from Barden, 133353.
David.
Hi, guys.
Hey, mate. Are you familiar with Amos's story where his girlfriend's just throwing his things out?
I'm very familiar with it. A friend of mine who had a problem with his wife, and one particular afternoon he went to work. Well, one day he went to work, came home in the afternoon with a carton of grog, walked in the front door, and all that was left in the house was his lounge chair sitting facing the two front doors as he walked in. Not a skerrick left in the house.
Did he sit down, crack a beer, and sit in his chair and have a drink?
He just laughed and sit there and had a six-pack and rang all his mates.
Yeah, bring your own milk crate to sit on. You've got to get here in 5 minutes. He would have gone, thank God she's gone.
Was that a relationship over, or she's just watched that minimalism documentary?
Marie Kondo. Nothing sparks joy.
Ian from Stradbroke Island. Hi, Ian.
Hey, how you going, bud?
What happened for you? Any stuff get thrown out?
Look, she's still doing it. Been married for 30 years, and it's always your favourite clothes. Like, you know, your pair of jeans, it's got the rip in the knee, or your boardies, it's faded or got that bit of a rip in it.
Your undies with holes in them and stretched elastic and skin marks.
That's not a fault. That's features.
That's right. We've worn those things in to suit us.
Exactly. And so, like, you know, I won't find them for a while, and all of a sudden I keep on asking, where are they? She'll go, they're in the wash.
In the bin.
And then I'll go down to the rag bag to get something out to work in the workshop, and there it is. Mm. Just to annoy the living crap out of her, I'll put them back on again.
Oh, dear.
Right. Because you live in Stonebrake Island. You can wear whatever you want.
Yeah.
That's it, exactly.
Married 30 years, maybe for your 31st anniversary, you can take your wife to Dracula's, because I'm going to give you a double pass to go see their dinner and a show. It's a three-course meal. Don't miss the ultimate entertainment experience and a night out with Muertos at Dracula's Gold Coast. That'll so you'll need to hop on the boat.
That'll get you another 30, Ian.
Draculas.com.au.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, Sydney's northern beaches are on high alert.
What?
I mean, I know these guys are a little bit hoity-toity, but it seems they're relatively...
coronavirus lockdown again?
Soft. Cane toad is on the loose.
What?
There's a cane toad that has been spotted on a suburban street in...
Is this a piss take?
One cane toad has been spotted on the suburban streets of the northern Sydney beaches.
Someone's lost a pet at that point.
someone who's moved from Queensland took their pet cane toad with them. We picked up about 47 cane toads from our backyard one night Australia Day. We had cane toad races.
Down the back, yeah.
Yeah.
I find that extraordinary. I've never found one in my yard in 25 years.
But the New South Wales government have gone on to say that cane toads are a serious biosecurity threat.
Do they not have any? I'm not clear on this. Do they not have cane toads in Sydney?
They mustn't. They said they've only ever noticed a handful of cane toads over a period of time in the Shire, and so therefore they've started to establish a permanent population in northern New South Wales.
Unless cane toad is the name of a new kind of cocaine, it's not spreading through the northern beaches. That's the only thing that gets circulated around there, I tell you that much.
I mean, if it wasn't bad that people were dobbing in people for COVID curtain twitches, we're now on cane toad watch.
Cane toad watch.
Cane toad watch. Look out, everyone. The only cane toads you need to be worried about is those in state of origin.
That was Triple M's Big Breakfast.
God, you do so much for this town.
Triple M.